Hi guys, welcome to another episode of with me, Chef Adam Shihab, and I'm turning you from Al Khoba here at in my work desk. Today I'm going to talk to you about a very important topic of young fellow chefs are looking for a job, and a lot of time the mistake what they're doing while they are looking for a job. Let's look at the few points. What are the mistakes? Let's highlight the few mistakes when they search for work, okay? Recently, I have received a resume from very young candidate. Let me go through and see what are the stuff that I could highlight on this is candidate resume, okay? Number one mistake, the candidate resume, the candidate has done, there's too much typographic error, there's too many fonts, there's too many colors, there's too many dramas on his resume. When the first thing I saw the resume, I say, okay, you know what, this guy is not the candidate we are looking for. I'm not gonna waste my time anymore to hire this candidate. And then another thing is another mistake is let's say that's a first mistake, right? Too many fonts, too many colors, too many size of letters. These first mistake. Okay, second mistake going to be let's look at that. What is second mistake? excuse me. The second mistake going I'm gonna highlight is that cover letter. When you guys writing, just imagine you are writing the letter to somebody that you want to get your word across. I am going to read for you the letter for the candidate read. I'm gonna mention greeting. First, say, dear executive chef / HR executive, greeting of the day. I am not going to mention the name of the candidate. I have done my diploma in hotel management and culinary arts, specializing in bakery productions and bakery production kitchen. Upon reviewing of your posting for a commis chef to come on my board, your team, at your organization, I felt compelled to submit my resume for your consideration. As a hotel management graduate, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to read further through. This is all a bunch of nonsense. For me, I do not have a time when I receive your resume. Honestly, guys, I personally do not have a time to go through this huge 20 paragraph of email with too many different kind of font to read. I do not have a time for this. Okay, you might agree or might you not agree, but I do not really have a time for this. Okay, I can't. All right, this is too much. I don't need to know that you're a hotel graduate, hotel management, and you go. Get the point. If I'm looking for a commis chef, I'm looking for chef de partie for bakery, then you should be highlighting about type of work that you are doing. You should be highlighting about, okay, I am demi chef de partie baker, that I am making brioche, I'm making Danish pastries, I'm specializing in different kind of laminating doughs. I'm very good at laminating the doughs. Example, I have laminated puff pastry using beetroot. I have done croissant with using sesame seed and za'atar. So if you highlight the point where that your skill, you know, for me, I really do not care about your hotel management, because that does not gonna serve in our organization as when you apply as a commis chef. Because just imagine if I want to hire you, you should be knowing the work that I'm looking for you to do, right? That's number one mistake, all right? I tell you that, writing too much nonsense on your cover letter, okay? And number third mistake, guys, this is often that your guys are doing. Please stop sending me your certificate with 1000 GB of email. Literally, you know, I'm using the Gmail, but sometimes the file you guys are sending is too big. If I use my company working email, I have to wait for a long while the email to receive because the file you're sending me is so big. The standard of email should not be higher than 5 MB. So if you and nobody care about your certificate. I never ask your certificate. I'm reviewing your resume. So you should be sending me your resume, not your certificate copy of passport. Your certificate and copy of passport, it is HR responsibility to review once you've been selected for interview. So do not attach this stuff, all right? Your clean resume and a simple cover letter explaining about your experience and the place you worked, okay? All right, number four mistake. All right, number four mistake is that no picture on your resume. No picture on resume. Guys, what are you guys doing? Please. You're sending me resume. You're sending resume looking for a job. You do not post the pictures of your resume. Okay, let's say, talk about photo, right? Pictures on resume that show who you are. You know? And when I look at your resume, you should have the your best photo. It sees that your hand, it sees your face. Sometimes it's, you know, the short photo is better. And guys, please, when you send a resume, always include your photo in your resume. Very important, okay? Do not forget that. And the second thing, I have already mentioned 5 points. These are the things that I'm going to cover for today. And I hope that you guys can go ahead back and listen all over again when you send the resume. I will make later another podcast the talking about what are the winning way to send the employer a letter that looking for a job when you look for a job. So first, that you, if you listen this podcast, correct those mistakes and make a clear resume. Very important, and not so many details. Another thing, you know, you guys are always pushing on your resume your father name, your mother names. You know, why I care about this, right? If I hire you, I hire you. You can. If I ask your detail, you can give this detail. So if I look at your resume, you know, you should not have like a 20 page of resume. You should be about maximum 2 to 3 page, right? So this is the very important topic, thing that you guys should always focusing on. Do not make your resume too long. Do not use too many font, and do not attach your data and document in when you send the resume for looking for a job. This is very, very important. These are the very few mistakes all of candidates who are applying for a job, especially I'm talking about the chefs. You know, chefs, a commis chef, chef de partie, junior sous chef, executive chefs, all these people making these mistakes. So please fix this mistake. It will help you to stand out. It will help people to look and read your resume carefully. All right. So if you have any question, you can pop me in a message on Instagram or on my email, or send me a WhatsApp message. I will guide you through the few step winning step that you can get a job when you applying for work. Okay, thank you very much, and wish you very success when you're looking for a job.